Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're here with another great trip report. We're headed up to Minnesota with listener Lindsay to talk about her trip to Walt Disney World this time last year with a lot of special events that unfortunately we can't do here in 2020, but it is fun to talk about things like dessert parties, character dining, the Halloween party, the Pirate and Pals cruise, lots of fun, split stay, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the Grand Floridian Villas. So stand by for a lot of fun Disney talk to get you started here on your Monday. Don't forget three ways to support the show. Book your next trip. It really does help everything we do here when you book with the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all their great services over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, anytime you do that online shopping. And finally, if you really want to support the show and get some extra content in your week, become a patron, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1763 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, for BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And of course, one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope that you had a great weekend and that we're settling in here in September. I'm sure the pumpkin spice latte is in your hand to kick off another work week. Maybe it's in the console if you're driving into work, or maybe you put on, you know, a new set of tires, which in 2020 entails a new set of slippers to walk from your bedroom to the fridge, to the kitchen table, and then you're at work. So whatever it is, 2020, we're going to have some fun by talking Disney. Of course, it's Monday, so it's time for a trip report. And I'm calling this one all the stuff we thought we were going to be doing in September of 2020, which unfortunately we aren't. But it's fun to look back and see how things have changed and what we can dream about, hopefully, for 2021. So joining me today, we're heading up to Minnesota. Excited to do that. Lindsay is on the line. Lindsay, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you. So how are things early fall up in Minnesota? What's it like up there?
It's still pretty hot. Not very fall-like yet.
I don't expect that. You know, everybody, I think that's not from Minnesota probably figures it's nice, you know, summers are nice and cool, but then the winters are just insanely cold.
No, we have all ranges. Super hot and humid to extremely cold.
Well, good. It's not just Missouri where it's miserable in the summer, so we can spread some of the misery around. All right, good deal. Okay, so we're going to talk about a trip from just about this time last year, back in 2019. But before we dive into the trip, give me some background. Why are you such a Disney fan? What's your Disney backstory?
I really became into Disney not that long ago. My sister and her family did a Disney cruise, and I decided that I wanted to do one too. And then I joined the WDW Magic Forum. Mm-hmm. And just researching everything, I just became a huge Disney fan and still trying to get my husband into it as I am, but I guess he agreed to buy DVC, so I must be doing something right.
Well, shoot, I mean, yeah, if he buys DVC, that's not a small commitment there. I would say that you're on the right track to winning him over.
I think so, too.
So your first Disney experience was a Disney cruise?
I had went to Disney when I was a kid. I don't remember a lot about it. It was actually during the 25th anniversary, so I do remember the Cake Castle.
Yes. That's awesome. I was there that year too, just for one day at the Magic Kingdom with a friend. We passed through, and yeah, interesting. You know what? But looking back, we had this discussion on the Discord a couple of weeks ago, where folks were saying, you know, everybody dogs out the castle cake, but looking back, I mean, if you look at the pictures of it, it was pretty astonishing that they could do that, and that was still the castle. You know, everybody hated it, but it's pretty neat. So, what about your first Disney cruise? Let's talk about that for a second, because to me, as much as I love the parks and Walt Disney World and everything, cruise isn't my number one Disney destination. What'd you think about that?
I loved it. So did my husband. We did a 7-night. We went to San Juan, Castaway, and St. Martin.
Oh, wow.
That was really fun.
Oh, my gosh. So you're on the Fantasy then?
Yes.
Ah, love that ship. Love that ship. Love the crew. Oh, awesome. I could talk about that all night. All right, well, let's talk about your trip. And we're going to go back, like I said, back to last year in August. And we're going to talk about a split stay, which I love talking about split stays. But before we dive into the details, like, tell us about planning this trip. How did it come about? You mentioned you guys joined DVC. This was obviously a DVC trip. So give us kind of the genesis of the whole trip.
I'd actually been planning this trip for well over a year. I invited my mom to go. So it's just my mom and my kids. Just kind of been throwing out ideas on hotels and stuff and saving up for it since we did a lot of extra stuff. I did all the planning. My mom, I mean, she went to Disney with me when I was a kid, and then my older siblings too, but she hadn't been there since. So it's been almost 25 years. So I wanted to kind of show her the reasons that I love Disney and why I like to go there so often.
Nice. So what's your planning like? Because I love hearing everybody's strategies. I mean, you know, I think a lot of us listen to shows, listen to podcasts, look at the blogs and all that stuff. But do you have like Google spreadsheets? Do you like what's your planning like a mission control look like when it comes to that?
I make a big Excel spreadsheet. So, and I usually put all the big stuff in there. And then I also go to touring plans and just kind of make general touring plans, whether I follow them or not. I still like to make them. You know, get my hotel. I don't know if I didn't get this one quite 11 months in advance because I was a newish DVC member at that time. And then dining at 180 days and fast passes at 60, and then all the extra stuff whenever it was out and available.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny how things have changed. You say all those things like, yeah, I remember 180 days. That was fun. Fast passes at 60. Yeah, that was fun. So, no, but we're going to talk about all that stuff. So you guys went down. You did a split stay. You went August 17th to the 25th. So was this just something that worked out well with, like, school schedules or work schedules? Or why'd you pick that time of year?
With school, mostly. I do take my kids out of school, but we also had a trip December, so... And then actually we had one in January. So I didn't want to take them out for like 3 whole weeks of school. So my mom wasn't real excited about the heat.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we'll make it work.
Yeah. So that's a definite concern that you got to take into account when you go down in, you know, summertime. And summertime at Walt Disney World is anytime until October for hot temperatures for sure. So you guys stayed your first part of your stay, Jumbo House at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Love this place. I've stayed there many times. So give us the skinny on that. What'd you think?
That was my first time at Jumbo. I had stayed at Kidani before. We had a Savannah view. That was really cool to see the animals out the windows. The pool wasn't my favorite pool I've been to. It was all right. It wasn't really much of a kid's area, but I had kind of known that going in. I love the lobby. Mm-hmm. Just so grand, and that's awesome there. And the quick service I really like too. And we really enjoyed our room there.
Kids are 9 and 3. I'd imagine that this was a hit for them having the animals right there on the balcony, right? I mean, that seems like just like almost, I mean, I'm 46 and I love it. I'm like a big kid, but I mean, it would have blown my mind being, you know, that age to have something like that right there.
Yeah, they really liked it. I don't even know if you really can fully appreciate it at that age,
true.
But we like checking out the window every morning and seeing what was out there.
That's true. I mean, you know, I guess if you're 3, everybody, you know, everybody has a giraffe strolling by, you know, or a zebra is every morning just checking on us. Hey, how you doing? Have a good day. Go see Mickey Mouse. Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. And let me ask you about this, because the one thing people always ask me, and I like to ask guests when they come on, when they stay at certain resorts, people say before they stay there, and I felt this exact way about 2 resorts, Animal Kingdom Lodge and Coronado. Before I stayed there, I had this preconceived notion that I was out in the middle of nowhere. You know, instead of staying at Walt Disney World, I was out somewhere in Kissimmee, you know, because it just, those two on a map look like they're kind of out of the action. Did you feel that? Or what are your feelings on if people come to you and say, well, I like Animal Kingdom Lodge, it seems awesome, but it also seems a little disconnected?
It does feel a little disconnected, but I also kind of like that too. There's good and bad. Like, yeah. We stayed at Polynesian the trip before this, and that's great too, but then sometimes it's just so busy, you just don't really feel like you get a break. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, you get more of a break and you get more of the relaxed vibe too.
Nice. Yeah,
I didn't feel like the bus rides were anything ridiculous, but I kind of like that removed feeling for some trips.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it does feel slightly different being out there. You do feel a little bit away, but it's to me, like, I wasn't, and I'm a go person, but I was like, okay, like, I can take a breath when the bus gets us there. If the bus ride's 5 minutes longer and the bus isn't crowded, I don't care because I'm sitting down most of the time. I'm cool with that. Now, did you guys, one more question about Animal Kingdom Lodge. Do you guys have the bunk beds?
No, oh, this is because so the cool. Studios just have the queen and then the pull-out bed.
That's right. You're in a studio. I was thinking of the regular rooms. Yeah, because the thing was, both of my kids always wanted bunk beds, but they were practically only children because they're 11 years apart, right? So there was no need for a bunk bed. Like, they were really the only child at that time. Like, they were not going to share a room or anything, but they both always wanted bunk beds. So whenever we go on vacation, if we can get bunk beds for them, even now Paige is 23, I'm like, upstairs. You know, you always wanted one, so now you got bunk beds. And my other daughter's super tall, so I was just wondering. That's kind of a place where you can do that. So let's talk about the other resort, and then we'll hop into the theme park. So you also moved over to the Grand Floridian in a studio for the second half of the trip. Now you're, like, really... you're next door neighbors to the Magic Kingdom, next door to the Polynesian. What's that all about? What'd you think?
I really loved it. I didn't realize that the bathroom was going to be a split bathroom too, which was so nice. And I also didn't know that they have the TV and the mirror and the studios there. Oh. I know in some of, like, the two bedrooms and stuff they have that, but so that was kind of neat. Not that we really watched a whole lot, but it's a cool novelty.
So we were down, the beginning of August. I took Mallory down, and while we were there, we ate at Geyser Point. We met up with some friends. And of course, right now, they're probably still doing this. Anybody can go on these DVC tours. So we toured one of the cabins over at Copper Creek just because, we were there. Why not? They're pretty awesome. And so, of course, like, the cabin is huge. It's bigger than our house practically. We're seeing all this cool stuff. She's been talking for the last month. She wants a TV in her mirror. I'm like, your mirror, we don't have room for a TV in your bathroom. It doesn't work. But yeah, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because that's what everybody says. Yeah, they have a TV in there. They have a TV inside the mirror, which, yeah, I wonder how many people actually use that. It's probably just a novelty, but it's a pretty cool novelty. It's funny you said that.
Yeah.
Though. That's cool.
I sent a picture to my husband to make him really jealous.
Well, two in the split bathroom is super convenient. You mentioned you went on a cruise, and I think that's something they brought over from Cruise Line to the resorts because, it's really nice to be able to have two people getting ready for the day at one time when, maybe 30 minutes is a big deal in the morning. You're trying to get out the door. That's a great idea that it's kind of like the raised beds, too, where you can put luggage under. There's just a lot of things where the rooms are becoming more efficient. I like to see that.
Me too.
So what'd you think about the amenities? It's kind of a dumb question, but the amenities, the dining, the transportation, you have the monorail outside your door. But what was that all about at the Grand Floridian? What'd you think?
I loved the pool. I had never really read a whole lot about that pool. And I ended up thinking it was great, and the slide was really good. We went to Epcot when we were there, and then the monorail was down that day. So we had to take the bus that went on the monorail loop so that we missed rope drop that day.
Yeah, that's
that was a little rough.
I will say, this is one of the things I've said for years, and it's weird, because, like, especially Wilderness Lodge and a couple other deluxes we've stayed at, Beach Club, it's that you're staying in a deluxe, but if you have to catch a bus, sometimes they're not good. Like, the bus service at Pop Century beats some of the deluxes, which is bizarre. I mean, you have other options like boats and monorails and other things, but yeah, if you have to ride the bus, it's not always the best experience.
That wasn't great, but otherwise, it was awesome. I really like the quick service there. And then we ate at 1900 Park Fair on our last morning there.
That's fun. That's kind of a step up for a character meal. The food. I like it.
Yeah. My mom was super impressed.
Oh man, I miss character dining. All right. So let's talk about going into the parks and having fun. Cause you guys were there for a good amount of time from, the 17th to the 25th of August. Your mom's there. You got the two kids. Did you guys go hard generally, or did you go, like, in the mornings, take a break in the midday, and then go back in the evenings? How was your, like, overall, like, strategy for seeing the parks?
I'm really go, go, go. So we did take breaks in the afternoon, where usually my mom would stay in the room and then the kids and I would go to the pools. But then we were doing a lot of early morning rope drops. And then we did a couple of the early morning magic. So those were very early. And then go back at night and fireworks. And we did a couple late night evening. Like, we did the moonlight magic over at Animal Kingdom. And we did the Halloween party, too. I think that was the second or third one. of the year. So they were long days, for sure. But that's what I like.
You definitely got your money's worth on this. All right, so I want to hit the things that are kind of out of the ordinary, which hopefully will be returning in 2021. We can cross our fingers. So let me start with the early morning magic. You did that both at Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
Which one would you say was a better value, more fun, and what was the overall vibe for anybody that's heard about those and maybe considering those if and when they come back?
I like the one at Hollywood Studios better. I think it's just in a smaller area, so I feel you can get more done. Mm-hmm. Whereas around Fantasyland, it's a little bit spread out. I just felt we didn't really get all that much done. We had done the one at Hollywood Studios before, and I really liked that. Not that the Magic Kingdom one was bad, but if I had to pick one, I would go with Hollywood Studios.
Good call. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is a lot. You're right. I mean, you don't have to go as far. You get more done, you know, because it's mm-hmm. not super long. They offer like a continental breakfast. Is that what you guys had? Something light, not real heavy?
Well, it's actually quite a bit of food. I think it was at Cosmic Rays at Magic Kingdom, but the buffet goes till a little bit later. I think it goes till about 10. So I try to eat a little bit later. So when nobody's in the park, you can get more stuff done.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember where it was at Hollywood Studios. I think it was a different place both times that we went. But they have like kind of a buffet set up with like fruits, some pastries and stuff. And then you also get to order a main dish.
Nice.
So it's filling.
Yeah. It sounds like, just what you need to get going for the day, get that breakfast out of the way, do a bunch of rides. So that started like 90 minutes before General Park opening. So I guess it'd be like 7:30 or so.
Yeah, it's early.
You had a 9 and a 3-year-old and you were able to successfully wrangle them up that early?
It's challenging, but yep, I got them.
I just know my kids are, you know, preteen and a 23-year-old. There's not a chance. I just feel like I'm... See you, kids. I'll see you at 11 when you get there because I'm going to go have some fun. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Okay, so Moonlight Magic. Now, if people don't know what this is those special parties that DVC throws for their members. And you got to, you know, they have them. I know the one night my good buddy Scott, who's a DVC member, he sent me, he FaceTimed me from Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom at one of these events. They did a special fireworks show, and it was unreal, the fireworks they did that night. I was like, that was the coolest fireworks ever. Of course, you're not going to have that if you do it over at the Animal Kingdom, but they do these events well from everything I'm hearing. So what were your thoughts on that?
It was fun. My mom, I know, was getting a little bit tired, but we had went on Everest. I can really only handle it one time. I've gone twice in a row sometimes, but it's tough.
No.
They had some cool character meet and greets, but the lines were long and the kids just didn't want to wait, so we just kind of looked at them. We got the free meal, and there's like other DVC merchandise out too that you can't usually find, so that's cool to look at. Well, and we did a nighttime safari.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The Animal Kingdom's fun at dark. It is. It's a new thing.
And we got to hear a lion roar, and so that was kind of cool because it doesn't sound how you think it would sound.
That's true. It's not like in the cartoon. It's not like in The Lion King.
Nope.
The Disney tricked us. No, I went down for a media event that summer it was called the Awakened Summer event, where the big thing was, we're doing the safari at night, and we got to go through mm-hmm. there, and it was so, you know, I'm looking out there like, do you see that? I'm like, I don't see it. Like, do you see that? I'm like, no, I don't. Like, it's dark, you know, but... It was kind of interesting.
Tough to see,
so, like, I'll take your word for it. Like, because I think you're messing with me. I don't think anything's out there, but you keep saying, "Look, look." I'm like, I don't see it. But yeah, no, it is a fun park at night. And for the fact, I mean, like, if your mom was tired, at least when it's dark, it's not so oppressively hot. Because that park to me is hot. So nighttime's way better. Now let's talk too. This is one of my favorite things to do, guy. It's so sad they didn't have these this year. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Now, your kids in general, I mean, the 3-year-old's just kind of getting in the hang of things, but the 9-year-old, big Halloween fan in general?
She likes the candy for sure.
Me too. But did you guys dress up?
As,
yeah. Go ahead.
I dressed up as Jesse and Woody.
Oh, nice. Did you get a lot of pictures?
Quite a few, yeah. Then we had eaten at Crystal Palace for supper.
Very nice.
And it was busier than I was expecting. We didn't have the best spot for the parade, which is kind of sad because I love that parade.
Did you still feel a Halloween vibe even though it was, let's see, August? You were actually over 2 months away from the holiday. I mean, that's early.
It is early. Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I've been to one early in the season, too, back when they used to have the races for the Tower of Terror. We'd go to one of the early Halloween parties, too. And I can just tell you, I went as Captain EO one time and had on the whole, like, wig. I looked like, you know, Captain EO, the sweatsuit. Oh, my gosh, it was so hot, I almost passed out. So, but it was worth it to get the candy. I bet the kids got a kick out of the trick-or-treating. Because, you know what? Who'd have known, like in 2020, who knows in a month from now what trick-or-treating will look like, if it even happens.
True.
So it's good they got to do that. Oh my gosh. So what about just like touring the parks in general outside of these special events? There's a couple more I want to talk about. But so you guys went early, kind of knocked some stuff out, went back and took breaks. What are some of the stories? What are the kids like in the theme parks as far as maybe a special character meet and greet or an attraction, a show? What was something that, you know, looking back a year later stands out to you?
My son, he's now a four-year-old. He's really into Disney. He loves going on the rides. He really loves Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Mm-hmm. That's one of his favorites, and Slinky Dog. My daughter is more into the thrill rides, so she really likes Tower of Terror. And she also likes going on Rock and Roller Coaster, but
wow,
that's getting to be almost too much for me now.
See, I can do that because it's quick. You can almost hold your breath through that one. It's so short, you know, like it goes so fast and it's not that long. But yeah, I like that. I can't do ever. So you said the right thing. I can do it once if I have to, but not twice. But it sounds like your daughter's a little daredevil. I mean, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, at, you know, that age, that's kind of crazy.
She's been doing those since she was like 5 and 6.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Actually, my son, well, he doesn't really like Tower of Terror, but sometimes I make him go on it.
That's why you have kids.
He really likes Everest, but he's not quite tall enough for Rock and Roller Coaster, but I'm not quite sure how he would take that one.
You got some brave kids. Now, does your mom just kind of sit back and be like, oh, I'll just wait for you in the store? Does she go on these rides with you?
She did most of them, actually. I was pretty impressed.
That's cool. That's awesome, man. You got a family there. You guys are rocking it out and having a good time, man. There's nothing missed. What about characters? But you mentioned a couple, like you had the opportunities at the Moonlight Magic, but going around, do you guys stop for characters, or it sounds like too, you guys use the strategy of using character meals to meet the characters at the same time.
We did a ton of character dining, so we didn't do too many of the meet and greets. We stopped to do Merida. That's kind of a unique one, so I like doing that. What else did we do? I think that might be about it, besides all the character dining that we did.
Did you guys meet Mickey Mouse anywhere at a meal or Town
Square? We did
Chef
Mickey's.
Oh, nice.
We did that one night before we did the Pirates and Pals thing.
You did that. Now, okay, we got to talk about the Pirate Cruise.
Yep.
Okay, so I've never done that, but I did a fireworks cruise once, and last summer for Pam Forrester's 50th birthday, we rented out the Grand One, the big yacht, a bunch of us for her birthday. And I felt like I was, you know, from Gilligan's Island or something, because I'm just a poor boy from Missouri, but it was fun for the 3 hours. I was living it up. But the thing was, both times I've been out on Seven Seas Lagoon, there's been one of those pirate cruises out there at the same time on another, like, you know, long, like barge boat. And I'm always jealous because everybody on those things look like they're having a blast. Like the captain, the skits that are going on, whatever's happening. I'm like, I mean, I was on the Grand One. I want to hop over and get onto that and have that kind of fun. So what did you think of that? It seemed fun to me from a distance.
It was really fun. I didn't really know what to think going in, but I'm like, we'll try it. And it was a good time. There was trivia going on. He was handing out prizes to the kids. And I didn't know how it'd be being out on the fireworks on the lagoon, not seeing the projections, but then I'm like, oh, I can actually kind of focus on the fireworks. I guess I don't watch them that much when I'm watching the castle.
Yeah.
So that actually was really cool.
It's cool perspective, especially if you have the opportunity to see both during a trip. You know, you don't happily ever after really, a lot of the story is the projections, but if you know, you have a second chance to see that show when you get to see it from the distance with the, you know, the fireworks over the castle from out on the, especially out on the water, because it reflects off the water. It's a neat view. It's almost like you see like on a planning video or something like that. It's neat. Yeah. So you got on over the, so you did Chef Mickey's and then got on the boat over at the Contemporary for the cruise?
Yeah, and there's like a little dessert thing before, but since we had just eaten at Chef Mickey's, we weren't so hungry.
Now, let me ask you this.
That's just how it worked out.
I agree. My wife says there's only so many desserts we can have, and I say, stop it. No, there's not. We can always have more dessert. Because when I get home, I'm missing it. But okay, so let me ask Chef Mickey's. I have a theory. I think Chef Mickey's is a little bit too, like chaotic for me even. I've only gone for breakfast, and I've gone a few times. Of course, it's not happening right now. I'm talking back in the pre-COVID times. But that meal is like a nut house. Like, I mean, it's crazy in there with all the waving the towels and everybody running around. I mean, it's fun. It's a great way to meet the Fab Five. And I love that stuff. But I mean, the last time I was in there, I was like, I feel like I'm like a 90-year-old, like my grandpa when he used to come over with like 8 grandkids running around like, everybody needs to take it down a notch. We're trying to eat, you know, but it was fun, but it was kind of crazy over there.
Yeah, it can be like that. But most meals with my son are like that anyway.
That's pretty true. So let's talk about one of the other things. You did mentioning desserts, can't have enough desserts. You did one that says dessert parties. So did you do one in the Magic Kingdom?
We did the Star Wars one, the Fantastic one, and the Happily Ever After one.
Which was your favorite?
Happily Ever After is my favorite show. But the Star Wars one is just kind of a cool experience, like during the dessert part where you have the stormtroopers walking around and they have really unique offerings. So between those two, the Fantastic one, you just grab your desserts and go sit down. But
That's true.
At least you have reserved seating.
That's true. That is true. Fantastic is kind of a here's some dessert and sit down and watch the show. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, the Star Wars one, you get some characters. That makes sense. And Happily Ever After, I've done that one a couple times, and it's just, it's amazing because, again, all these things, I didn't realize so many things are different, but they are. It was, the thing I noticed the 2 times I did the Happily Ever After was, I got to watch the show and not have to, throughout the show, like, okay, you're getting in my space here, you know, kind of like on Main Street, you know,
yeah.
you're riding up on me here, you know, back away. People that are listening, I'm moving my elbow like a slow hockey player to move people out. It, you know, you could almost lay down in the garden area to have some space and talk to your friend or whatever. The desserts, don't get me wrong, I'm a dessert fiend and I ate way too many desserts both times. But the thing that I enjoyed the most was watching the show with just in comfort, I guess you could say, without people stacking on top of me.
Yeah, that's the main reason I do dessert parties is then you don't have to stake out your spot an hour and a half in advance and you do get to have a little space.
Absolutely.
And still get a good view.
Yep. Oh, God, I miss fireworks. Okay. can't keep saying that. All right. So what about counter service? What are some of your places that were go-to on this trip or in general for your family for counter service meals?
Well, the Thule Canteen is my favorite.
Me too.
Yeah, so definitely did that one. I like Gasparilla Grill at the Grand Floridian.
Yes.
I guess it's kind of counter service. Be Our Guest, we did lunch there one day. I just love going to the castle.
It's so pretty. I love it.
Those are the ones that pretty much stand out to me.
Nice. So you guys were really... really doing a lot. I mean, you had character meals, you had Halloween parties, you got Moonlight Magic, you got the early morning magic. So you mentioned, you know, you weren't a huge fan of the pool Jumbo, but you were a fan of the pool over at the Grand Floridian. So with the kids being 9 and 3 at the time, I'd imagine that pool time was something that they probably really look forward to each day. I mean, it's one of those things that I know that, especially in August, it's just good to get out of the park and do some swimming. So was that something that they were like asking for each afternoon? Like, hey, can we go back to the pool and get out of the park? I'd imagine they did.
Yeah, they did. And I think we did end up going swimming every single day. Just nice getting out of the heat, taking a little dip in the pool, then showering and putting on some fresh clothes for the night.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because my wife's always like, why are you bringing so many clothes? I'm like, you got to remember it's at least 2 outfits a day because we always go in the summer too. Because we do the same thing. You know, you go in the morning, you come back, you swim, you put on a fresh, you know, shower and in midday and take a fresh pair of clothes. That's the trick. For people that haven't traveled in the summer, if you can do that when things are back to normal and you have long park hours, That is the honest God truth, because you go back, you take a shower, you get new clothes on, you feel much better, you're clean, you're going to get sweaty as soon as you walk out to get on the bus again or the monorail, whatever you have, but at least you're starting kind of over and you go off to dinner and then it gets dark and it's not as oppressive. You get out of the sun. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Now, would you again this time of year? Because you say you go different times of year. Would you travel in August again?
I would. I do kind of like the heat in the way that if you come back at night and you want to go swimming, it's still hot.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to other times of the year, it's not hot at night. So you can really only swim in the afternoon and maybe not even then.
Right. So one last thing on this trip, and then I'll kind of ask you about maybe some of your future plans. But you got to travel with your mom. Now, I went once with my mom and my sister, and it was kind of a nightmare because they didn't stay in my room or anything. My mom stayed with my sister. They had their own room, and it was frustrating because they didn't listen to anything I told them, and they're not Disney fans. And my mom came out with big old, like these sandals with, like, heels on them. I'm like, you've never listened to my podcast. Not that, I mean, you haven't read a book, you haven't read a blog, and she just didn't. She didn't get it. She thought she was going to Six Flags for 2 hours. And so, of course, she had, like, you know, blisters on her feet within a couple hours and stuff. And it was just, she didn't have the best time. What was it like traveling with your mom? Because it sounds like she really kind of took to your plans. But was she somebody who was enjoying it the whole time? I'd imagine, too, being with the grandkids is a pretty special opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, she did really enjoy it. She did get tired. The day we went to Epcot, I couldn't get her out of bed in the morning. We just left her. But
what you gotta do?
But she did really good. I mean, I had been warning her for a long time. I'm like, it's gonna be a lot of walking, but this was just kind of her time to get away. She lives with my grandpa and takes care of him. She moved in after my grandma died, so I mean, this was just a good break for her, not having to worry about feeding him, doing his medicine, any of that stuff. So, I mean, it was just nice for her to not have to worry about that and just kind of follow my plan and not have to worry about anything.
That's very cool. I mean, you know, you get to a certain age where you realize that it's so nice to not be the one that's in charge. To just, you know, like I tell this to my wife a lot of times, just tell me where I need to be at what time and I'm golden. Like, I don't want to have, I plan stuff for people every single day. Like, I don't want to, you know, we're going somewhere. Just tell me where to be and what to wear. You know, like, do I need to wear a t-shirt? Do I need to wear a collared shirt? You know, we're talking khaki shorts. Give me the details and don't let me plan. Yeah, I get it. All right. So as we kind of wrap this up, it sounds like you guys like travel a lot and you have a good time with your DVC. In these weird times, you know, the last half here of 2020 where things are so weird with theme park reservations, short park hours, no fireworks, no character dining, no Halloween parties, who knows. What are your feelings about traveling moving forward? Do you have plans for the rest of 2020? Are you holding off to see how things go? What's your kind of outlook on travel moving forward?
Well, I did have a cruise for December, but I ended up canceling that. I mean, it's not officially canceled, but I think it will be. But we are still going to go down. We're going to do 2 nights at Disney. And I have a reservation for Hollywood Studios. And then we're going to the other park.
That's
for
fine.
6 nights. And then we're going to go to Legoland for a couple nights.
Legoland. That seems so cool. But
I've never gone. My kids are into Legos, so I still wanted to go somewhere. I mean,
yeah, I get it. I mean, people, it's really hard for, like, when I say us, I'm talking for the majority of our listeners, we all like to travel. I mean, that's why this is a travel podcast. We like to get out there and experience things and get out of the house. You know, it keeps us sane, and it is so hard. Like you say, you know, even if things are different, just to get out for a little bit and see the world and have some fun as a family. And Legoland, a bit that, you know, it intrigues me in a weird way, because, like, my kids don't play with Legos. They never did. I didn't play with Legos. I don't watch Lego movies or anything, but it looks like whimsical. It looks fun.
Yeah, my son's excited, but he thought 2 nights wasn't long enough. But
I think that's probably plenty long. Yeah, I think it'll be good. Now, you said you're going over to Universal. Where are you guys staying over there?
At the Royal Pacific.
Nice. I call it the Polynesian Universal. That place is beautiful. We did a tour there, and it's very, very sweet. You're gonna have a great time. And also, so you guys, just one tip. You got to do Volcano Bay. That is so, that's just so next level water park.
I hope the weather's good. We have a cabana rental one day because my husband's not as into the water park. So I'm like, well, he can sit in the cabana there.
Oh, he won't
complain as much.
We had a cabana the day we were down there for some training for the travel agency. And that is, if you can get one, it is the way 100%. It's like when you go to Castaway Key. It's the way to go. Like, I mean, but you can't go back. That's the problem, is if you ever want to go back to Volcano Bay and you don't have a cabana, it's not going to work because it's like you've done it the right way from the get-go. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, well, let's cross our fingers and hope that December is a great trip for you guys. And I sure appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And do I sound old? We're talking about the good old days of 2019. But it was fun, you know, and it's going to be back this way again. So, Lindsay, thanks for coming on the show. It's been a lot of fun talking about your trip.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're going to help you plan your next Walt Disney World or even Universal vacation, even Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney. So drop by the website today, themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no-obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be planning that trip together. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, anytime you do that online shopping. And if you want a little extra content in your day, become a patron, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Check us out on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike, Facebook and YouTube to search the Be Our Guest Podcast, and join our Discord server, which, again, a month ago, I didn't even know what that was. But it's basically a 24/7 live chat with other listeners of the show. We talk Disney, we talk Big Brother, we talk everything. So if you want to get out there and talk to some folks that listen to the show, it's a lot of fun. So just go to brguestpodcast.com and on the right-hand side, click on the Join Our Discord server, and you'll be right there with other listeners of the show. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. But until then, for Lindsay, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.